Trick or treat,
we all greeted.
Hey, kids.
The woman replied.
Here's some candy.
Thank you. We all said as we took a handful of candy. Then my friends and I went down to the curb to trade some of the candy. Before we went trick-or-treating, we decided to ditch my best friend Jeff as a joke. So when he wasn't looking, we all bolted as fast as we could to the end of the street. We hid behind some big green bushes. Then when we got back 5 minutes later, Jeff was gone. Where could he have gone? I questioned the group. Bob replied.
Probably went back to his house.
Maybe, I sighed, but I wasn't so sure. The next day, when I was walking home from school, I saw cops at the area where we ditched Jeff. I was curious, so I decided to snoop around. So I examined the area where the police, and I saw Jeff's body. His mom was kneeling next to him, crying her eyes out. Then this big man in a brown suit walked over to me. He asked me to leave the area of the crime. I asked him while choking back tears, what happened?
Son, just please leave.
He replied. As I started to walk away, Jeff's mom called me over. She interrogated me, asked me questions with intensity as if I was the culprit. She asked me,
what happened? How could you let something like this happen? I can't believe you.
I tried to explain, but it was too hard. She wouldn't let me speak. At last, when she paused, I murmured to her, I don't know, Mrs. Donald. The last time I saw him was last night. I could barely talk because I was so sad. She let me go home. As I walked back to my house, I was pondering on what happened to Jeff. I started to sob. A couple of weeks later, I found out what happened to Jeff. He was run over by a drunk driver. He tried to go to a neighbor's house, but he couldn't make it. He fell in the bushes, dead as a doornail. Everyone was somber for at least a week at school. Later that night, I was home alone. My parents were out to dinner, and it was about 9:30 p.m. I was in my room. I heard some thunder, and I saw a flash outside. I looked out to see if it started to storm. Of course it was, but as I was watching the sky, I looked at the street for a brief second to see if my parents were back. Instead of my parents' car, I saw a dark figure, some lightning flashed, and it was gone. I raced downstairs to look through the window at my front door to see if I was imagining things. It was dark outside, too. I couldn't see anything. Another lightning bolt flashed, and the figure was at the door. Then another lightning flashed, and I recognized him. I couldn't believe it. It can't be. It was Jeff. He looked like he had been through a lot, which he was. There was a big scar going from his eye down to his neck. It was probably caused by the car accident or when he fell in the bushes. My parents pulled into the driveway, headlights at full blast. Jeff waved goodbye, and another lightning flash. He was gone. I ran straight into the garage, straight towards my parents. I told them what had happened, and they said it was just my imagination. No, it wasn't, I insisted loudly, almost yelling. I promise, I'm not lying.
Okay, Tom, sure, whatever you say.
My dad muttered. I was so angry at them for not believing me, so I ran up to my room. As soon as I entered my room, my heart skipped a beat. Jeff was in my room. I tried to yell, but I was so scared, nothing came out. He came closer. Every step made me want to sprint down to get my parents, but my feet were stuck to the ground as if they were nailed to the ground. When he was inches from my face, he whispered in my ear, how could you let me die?
I don't know.
My voice quivering. Why? He screamed, shaking the house. He seemed to be floating, as if he weighed less than air. He took a swipe at me, missing me while I quickly dodged the blow. My feet went exceptionally fast, as if I wasn't nailed to the ground anymore. But as if I was running so fast, I was flying. Unfortunately, he was quicker. He grabbed my foot, dragged me to the window. I thought we were going to crash into it, so I closed my eyes and braced myself for impact. Nothing happened, and I could still feel his strong hands around my ankle. I slowly opened my eyes and saw we were at his graveyard. It had stopped storming, but there was still a slight drizzle. There on top of his grave were 5 other lifeless bodies. They looked as if they were beaten to death. I was shocked in horror as I realized they were all my friends. They were also trick-or-treating with us on Halloween. I struggled to get free, but I couldn't. I could see my fate now. I was going to die right here on the spot. He asked me in a soft voice,
I saved you for last, so you have the honor of seeing my victims, and now you will be one of them.
I pleaded and begged, sorry, please let me live.
It's too late now.
He stayed. Suddenly, a bone-chilling baseball bat appeared in his hands. It was completely black with bloodstains all over it from his previous victims. He reached back and swung. Before he hit me, I realized how he felt, to just be left like that, not even have a chance to say goodbye. This was now happening to me. My destiny was just like Jeff's. It had turned into nothing. I saw my whole life go by as the bat hit the side of my head, then nothingness. The last thing I heard was,
goodbye.
I kept on saying to myself,